The name of the patient is Pierce Temple. The last name is T-E-M-P-E-P-L-E. And the first name is P-E-A-R-C-E. This is a clinical case of a 37-year-old white male that is a status post bariatric surgery. It seems to be Y and Rue that was done in 2020. The patient used to be 400 pounds, now he is 270 pounds. Postoperatively, the patient has developed several complications, including gastrointestinal bleed coming from the gastric ulcers, recently cauterized when he was in the hospital. He also has developed pancreatic insufficiency that is treated with Creon. It's very expensive, and the patient is complaining of diarrhea if he doesn't take the Creon. The insurance doesn't cover it, and he has to pay out of the pocket, according to his information, $1,000 every month. The patient has had hypomagnesemia, hypokalemia, and he continues to be treated with pantoprazole, and that is a situation that has to be reevaluated by the gastroenterologist. We are going to see if we could stop the use of the pantoprazole and put him on either H2 inhibitors, famotidine, high dose, in order to avoid the complications that he had that were hypomagnesemia with hypokalemia. Period. Number two, during the recent hospital stay when he had the upper GI bleed and also appendicitis that had to be operated by Dr. Vanderpool, the patient was found with bradycardia. And this bradycardia was without symptoms. CTA of the coronaries was done recently, pending is the evaluation and the reports by Dr. Bhandari, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that after the surgery has been in remission. When he had an acute gout attack, he was treated with the administration of prednisone, and the administration of prednisone created what they think the gastrointestinal bleeding. A drastic change has to be made in the eating habits, and we have at least a 30-minute conversation regarding the diet, the need for him to take vitamin A and vitamin E that typically is down along with D and K. And for that reason, supplementation with vitamin E uh, 2,000 international units daily, and vitamin A, at least 10,000 international units are recommended. Following number, hypokalemia that has been corrected. Following number, hypomagnesemia that has been discussed and that has been corrected. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. the patient is going to be given an appointment with us in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested reviewing the admissions to the hospital 20 minutes, in the face-to-face 35 minutes, and in the documentation 9 minutes.